Part 2, Legacy. Chapter 6, Harlan, Kentucky. Die like a man like your brother did. In the southeastern corner of Kentucky, in the stretch of the Appalachian Mountains known as the Cumberland Plateau, lies a small town called Harlan. The Cumberland Plateau is a wild and mountainous region of flat-topped ridges, mountain walls 500 to 1,000 feet high, and narrow valleys, some wide enough only for a one-lane road and a creek. When the area was first settled, the mountainsides and valleys were covered with a dense primeval forest. Giant tulip poplars grew in the coves and at the foot of the hills, some with trunks as wide as 7 or 8 feet in diameter. Alongside them were white oaks, beeches, maples, walnuts, sycamores, birches, willows, cedars, pines, and hemlocks, all enmeshed in a lattice of wild grapevine comprising one of the greatest assortment of forest trees in the northern hemisphere. On the ground were bears and mountain lions and rattlesnakes. In the treetops, an astonishing array of squirrels, and beneath the soil, one thick seam after another of coal. Harlan County was founded in 1819 by 8 immigrant families from the northern regions of the British Isles. They had come to Virginia in the 18th century and then moved west into the Appalachians in search of land. The county was never wealthy. For its first 100 years, it was thinly populated, rarely numbering more than 10,000 people. The first settlers kept pigs and herded sheep on the hillsides, scratching out a living on small farms in the valleys. They made whiskey in backyard stills and felled trees, floating them down the Cumberland River in the spring when the water was high. Until well into the 20th century, getting to the nearest train station was a 2-day wagon trip.